There's a ruckus in Joseph's house. Joseph Arthur and Adam Ruckus Clark on TNT Radio.
The world is a crazy place. So Adam Ruckus Clark and Karen Hunt are dreaming of outer space. Yes, they are dreaming of outer space. The world is a crazy place. Yes, it is. So Karen Hunt and Adam Ruckus Clark are dreaming of outer space. Can you escape dreaming of outer space on Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast, where we'll discuss the future, the present, and the past. Dreaming of outer space. Dreaming of outer space. Well, hello, Karen and Adam. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Hello, hello, you guys.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Chris. Hi. Hi, Adam. Hi, Joseph. I'm sitting here with my candles.
Oh.
So tell us the scene. I have no electricity. She's in a blackout.
I'm in a blackout, man.
What's going
on? Los Angeles blackout.
Really? The whole city?
So I apologize. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's the area where I am. But so I apologize if the sound is a little funny or whatever. It's not going to be as good.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like, I don't know. It adds some excitement. It adds a little intrigue. You know, it sort of mirrors the state of the world, these blackouts happening, energy crisis. So it's kind of good. It's like an episode of Lost or something like that, where we have to communicate any way we can to get past all these evil agendas and survive in times of the apocalypse. That's what it feels like to me. That's how we're going to frame it.
It sure does. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I can tell you, I was all prepared here with all my candles and my flashlights and all that and extra, you know, a battery pack, but except it doesn't work for this phone. But and weird that I just wrote this article or this essay called Electric Mania. And then I just wrote today this one about nuclear war. So I feel like I'm kind of in the zone with all that for sure.
Exactly. It frames it up perfectly. Let's go with the nuclear one first, because this is the one that's, I think, maybe a lot of us are either concerned about or perhaps should be concerned about. It seems to be amping up with this sabotage on the Nord Stream pipelines to Germany.
There's some breaking news. Did you guys hear? They just located an intact Russian passport found floating in the methane bubbles above the Nord Stream pipeline leak. So case closed, everybody.
So it is Russian. Ah, so they did it. That
did
proves it.
Did you just make that up?
No, it was actually a meme I saw on Facebook. I loved it. It's good.
That's very funny.
Yeah, case closed, right? Now, let's move on. Nothing more to talk about here. Nothing to see.
Case closed. There's no nuance to anything that's happening. It's just as simple as this. Putin is a monster. That's all you need to know. And he's just gone crazy. And it's all his fault. And he's bad. And everyone else is good, and no one else has done anything at all provocative whatsoever. Why would you think there's any more dimension to this story than that? And if you at all believe there's anything else more to it than that, you're a horrible, horrible human being, and you should be banned for life. You should just not be alive anymore. The end. And for some people, that breakdown suffices. That's the wild thing. Like, how is that enough for some people? Like, it's like, do you not even understand the nature of life? And especially, it's the same people that where the breakdown of COVID was, nothing else can help you. It's just this injection. We've just come up with it. And anyone who recommends anything else, including all the ways we've kept healthy through, time immemorial, you're, you're wrong. This is a two-dimensional situation again. There's only one way through it, and that's it. And if you have any other thoughts, you're horrible. That's it. I mean, this is like what we've been dealing with for 3 years across all these different agendas. There's an environmental crisis, and if you have any questions about it whatsoever, and if you've heard other experts say no, actually there's not, then they're lying. And, you know, it's over and over again. It's just like that in and of itself is just like, what, regardless of what you think, maybe okay, you know, like whatever your opinion is, that should be alarming to you, that you're being handed this real two-dimensional version that doesn't have any nuance whatsoever, and you're made to accept it. And if anyone speaks vaguely outside of that, they're horrific.
Yeah, it's a brainwashing. I mean, it's been going on for a while, and people's brains, we talked about before, the fragmentation of people's brains or their thought process, where they can no longer process any information in depth. So they just, you know, their brains are very weary. Also, they're, you know, psychologically abused by this constant fear mongering. And so they just accept what is being, fed to them, because they're really unable to do anything else. Plus all the worry, every day to day worries of life that are building up, you know, there's all of that too. Like just getting by in your ordinary day-to-day life, never mind what's going on across the world, you know? So, and, you know, I mean, the people in the United States are very naive. You know, I lived between London and communist Yugoslavia in the 1980s. I've lived in a Muslim country in Egypt. I've traveled extensively around the world, lived in different countries. And, you know, they don't even understand the dynamic in Europe. Like I knew the reason why I voted for Trump, a big reason why I voted for Trump back in 2016 was I knew if Hillary becomes president, there's going to be a war over Ukraine. I knew it then, you know, and, sure enough, here we are. So, you know, the sort of the, how volatile it is there and how easy it is to just dig a little bit, because there's so many deep wounds, you know, that they can play around with in so many different parts of Europe. And, you know, countries continuously being overrun by armies over and over again. We don't know what that's like here. You know, I just wrote this piece, Nukes Ahoy. I just wrote that today. And, you know, somebody made a comment, and, you know, valid comment, you know, where I said, you know, World War III, we're really approaching that now. And they said, well, we've been in World War III for the past two or three years. And it's like, no, well, actually, we haven't. You have no idea what war is in this country, you know? We have no idea and in fact, even to be in a free country, we're still able to speak like this. Nobody's going to come to my door and drag me out of here into the gulag, you know? So we still have that amount of freedom. But the horrible thing is that people don't realize what they can lose, you know, what we have and what they are losing by just the passivity, you know? And thinking, oh, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. My, you know, I can watch my shows and go get my sushi or whatever. Everything's going to be fine. And not really realizing the depth of what's going on. So, yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, I wonder if there's a way we can get somebody to come in there and drag you to the gulag. Because then this whole interview would go viral. That would be amazing. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks a lot.
Not really, though. We would take you someplace nice. It wouldn't really be the gulag. It would be a radio setup. It's actually a good marketing idea. Yeah. You just gave me a so no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but you just gave it all away. Couldn't you have said true. That to me?
Damn,
later?
I should have. There you go. See, I just gave away all the good ideas. All right, what are you going to say, Ruckus?
If you're paying attention, you'll notice that she was prepared for this blackout. She's got candles and flashlights, probably some water, I'm guessing, Karen, some food. You had stashed away
all
somewhere?
Kinds of things.
Maybe like a 12-pack of toilet paper?
I don't
want to
tell you what all I have.
But we heard just the other day, was that last night, Joseph, that that makes you like some sort of white supremacist, terrorist, extremist or something. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we should report
I know.
Her.
That's so
you see
weird.
Something, say
you
something.
Can report me.
Yeah.
You can report me to the truth police.
Did you guys have this happen to you? This popped up on my Facebook the other day. It was a paid ad from the Department of Homeland Security running their old slogan, if you see something, say something. It was just 2 days ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure it's
nothing. Oh, I did not see that. It could have been there. Yeah. If you see something, like, okay. Yeah, it's getting pretty creepy.
So I was listening to this.
I mean, I don't know why. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Karen.
No, go ahead. I wasn't really going to say anything.
Well, here's an aspect of this conflict that I haven't really heard talked about too much. And I was listening to this Jordan Peterson interview earlier today about it. And he brought it up. He said he's been reading Putin's speeches for a long time. And just sort of analyzing what his psychology is. And he was sort of saying that there was this Christian aspect of this, like to him in his head, and this is, I'm sort of paraphrasing Peterson here, that there was this sort of Christian, he like in his mind too, there's this Christian aspect of it against wokeism. So in his mind, that's another aspect of it. And I thought that's kind of interesting because the woke agenda that we're all sort of always railing against, that there's that aspect to it as well. And I wonder if you think there's any truth in that.
And which is interesting because, of course, the Soviet Union tried to destroy all, religion and Christianity and all of that. And so it's interesting that that would be an aspect of it. But I think more than that, I think it's like this, it's the old world, this is kind of like the death of the old world and this sort of transition to the fourth, revolution and transhumanism and all this type of stuff and all this technology and, where, thinking that we can transcend humanity to become these kinds of gods, or at least certain special people can. And so I think that, in a sense, it's like Putin is holding on to this, to the humanity. I mean, I'm not a fan of anybody. I think that he's, does evil things and all of that.
Right.
But I do certainly think he is more rational than the leaders that we have. I mean, I've listened to his speeches and he speaks, sense. I mean, you can tell that he's a rational, very, very highly intelligent, well-read, knows his history, as opposed to the ridiculous leaders that we have. So I think there's that. And I think, yes, and he's definitely fighting against everything that this society of consumerism and commercialism and, all of the emptiness that we are finding now in the Western society. He is definitely, I do think, fighting against that. Yeah.
What do you think, Ruckus?
Good stuff, Karen. I'm just very concerned about all of this. And to your point, Joseph, about because I'm seeing a running theme here. We were talking about Giorgia Melania. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right. Mm-hmm. The new prime minister in Italy. And she was up there giving a speech about being a proud, identifying
Christian.
As a Christian. Yeah. And here we have kind of the same thing coming from Putin. And this isn't the first time I've heard this. I'm personally not a huge fan of Jordan B. Peterson, but I'll have to check this out. But I have heard this kind of discussion being talked about before. Putin is like a devout practicing, I think he's an Orthodox Christian. I might be wrong. Either that or he's like some sort of Holy Roman Catholic. He's one of the two, but I understand that he's fairly devout about this. So in reviewing some of the stuff that he said, it's common sense stuff. I mean, if we were in his shoes and they, the U.S. did this to us, or whoever, doesn't matter who did this to us, Look what we what's been happening to this guy. He's getting slapped with sanctions. McDonald's closed. I mean, poor guy. Actually, it seems like a lot of these bans and boycotts that are happening out there are actually making them a little bit better off, in my personal opinion. But you get the idea that they keep peepee whacking him, basically, as the expression goes, I suppose. But what would you do? Would you just stand there and take it? Would you turn the other cheek, or would you say, you know what, enough of this crap? Let's go. You want to fight? Let's throw down, you know? So we're definitely poking the bear here, the hornet's nest. We have been for a while. And now it's quite concerning what's going on with this narrative about the pipeline. And, you know, obviously we're accusing Putin, but if you look around the world and the rest of the news outlets in other places, they're basically accusing us. We look pretty guilty on this one, not us, but the US, you know, Biden and some of the things that he said and Victoria Nuland said it.
Yeah,
I know. He said it
in a speech, you know, like we're going to take out the pipeline. He like, you know, it's like, and then plus, also, when you think of all the investment of money that Putin has put into those pipelines and that he could just cut them off if he wants to without sabotaging them. The only motivation he could have of doing that himself was to make it look like the US did it, so that then, you know, it would be like a false flag type of thing coming from him would be the only sort of rational justification that you could sort of say he did it. And that's why you found the Russian passport there by it, that which proves it. So, you know, we're spitballing here, but obviously he's guilty because we found the Russian passport. You know, and also just to clarify too, and I'll let you go, Karen, but like, you know, you could say, and I know you weren't saying this to me, Adam, but like one can quote Jordan Peterson in an interview and not necessarily be a huge Jordan Peterson fan. One can also point out that there might be a Christian versus wokeism aspect to this conflict, and that also does not make you a Putin supporter. It's just people talking, people. But, you know, just, and you have to sort of provide those caveats as you have this kind of open form debate. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to logically look at both sides of this and you know, and see what's going on. I mean, it doesn't make sense, as I said in this piece that I wrote today, for Putin to do this, because it makes every bit of sense for the United States to somehow be involved in this. The United States has pushed for this war for quite a while. The NATO buildup all along the borders of Russia, going against their, you know, the treaties. And now they are about to have this vote for these territories that are not, you know, joining Russia, but, you know, basically in support of being aligned with Russia. So why would Putin do that at this point? You know, I don't think that, you know, Putin has achieved a lot of what he wanted to achieve, despite everything that we hear about how he's losing the war and all of this. You know, he has very specific goals, and he's been very clear about that, of what he wanted to achieve. And those goals are perhaps close to being achieved. And so in this propaganda war between Russia and the United States, you know, the United States doesn't want to lose that propaganda war. So they have to continue to create these, you know, an escalation of the problem rather than letting Putin win. That would be a disaster for the United States. You know, that Putin isn't doing all the things that they're claiming that he's doing.
Plus, all right, let me go to a break. We'll hear more. I got to cut you off. Sorry, because we got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Karen Hunt and Adam Ruckus Clark after these words on TNT.
You should hear what Mark Morano is talking about.
There are calls throughout Europe, Canada, the United States, Australia, and the once free West to nationalize all these energy industries. We'll start with that. Why is that? Well, because the free market failed. Look at this. We have shortages. We have high prices. We have people scrounging for firewood in Europe. We have, in fact, the most insane article this week was Yahoo Finance. Firewood is the new gold. Prices shift and theft jump in Europe as Russians gas cut off boosts wood demand ahead of winter. 1,000% increase in European energy prices. Another article, New York Times, crippling energy bills force Europe's factories to go dark. Now, We've talked on this program before about what is causing these shortages. And it is the Green New Deal. It is the net zero. It is the United Nations. It is the World Economic Forum. Climate goals, which have been choking off energy for decades in Europe. They're further ahead in the United States. And this is where we're headed now rapidly in the United States.
The Mark Morano Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Let's take advantage of the freedoms that we have while we have them to advance the kingdom's objective, to be salt and light.
Freedom is hard. Election security involves you, involves the voters.
This election for people of faith is vital that we see a change, because the war against Christians is at an all-time high.
Transparency is the key not only to having honest elections, but to maintaining public trust in those elections.
Our ability to vote is not being withheld from us. No one's trying to stop you from voting.
The one place the American people can have a say is at the ballot box. That's why the Democrats and the far left are working so hard to get rid of all election integrity.
We cannot let our elections be anything but transparent. It is at the very heart of freedom in a free society.
And if we lose America, I mean, it's all over, because the world has looked to America for hope.
Free and fair at salemnow.com.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio, or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
And we're back with Karen Hunt and Adam Ruckus Clark. Karen, I'm so sorry I cut you off there. What were you saying?
Yeah, it's okay. I can't see anything because I'm on my phone. It's a whole different experience for me, so I can't see what, like, the time of things or anything.
That's okay.
But anyway, so what I was saying was, it's interesting, the timing of this, because we've got the vote, the midterm elections coming up in the United States. And Russia has this very important vote for these territories, you know, to join, to align with Russia. So this is a kind of a type of a propaganda war between these two superpowers, shall we say. And so, obviously, what did we have at the last election? We had riots, we had BLM, we had Antifa, we had lockdowns, we had COVID. Now, what do we have? We have this threat of war. We have climate, we have energy crisis. It's a new set of horrors of escalating horrors that we are facing, and to distract people from the reality of what's really going on. So, it's no secret that the United States, within the United States, it's something like almost half of the country doesn't trust our voting system anymore. In fact, even people on both sides express this. And we have a history in the United States, a long history of interfering in free elections in other countries. In fact, 81 times between 1946 to 2000 alone, the United States interfered in free elections in other countries. Why would we throw up our hands and say, oh, the United States is doing nothing in Ukraine? They're not fomenting this unrest. They're not doing this to bring, Europe to its knees in this insane, bid for power. Oh, no, of course that's not happening. Of course it is happening. That's been the agenda of the United States for a long time.
Yeah, and you also say that we're being ruled by psychopaths.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while. And I really, I believe that. I think that they are, some people, I don't think that anyone could be any of these people. I mean, look at these people. They're insane. They're messed up. They're psychologically perverted, deviant types of people that are ruling this world from a very dark, evil place. And you know, that people cannot see this clearly is, you know, also very distressing and disturbing. So I think that, yeah, I think that these people are insane. I really believe that they are. I've written quite a bit about that. I've written about it all the way back to my piece, Utopian Madness, where I talked about mass psychosis and menticide and what these people do. I wrote a piece called Brain Invasion and gave a kind of a history of the various people, like in medicine, in psychiatry, who have been lauded and praised for their invention, and yet they were perverse people who conducted horrific experiments, and yet because they advanced a certain agenda of this sort of, you know, even, you know, shall we dare say a eugenics agenda, they have been praised and lauded, given awards, as we see happening at this moment to Dr. Fauci. The dichotomy between the evil that he commits and that he is, and yet that he is still, you know, praised as this great person. You know, Biden, how is it possible that this doddering, pathetic old man is allowed to continue to basically, you know, be a mouthpiece for this evil agenda? It's quite incredible, really.
Stockholm syndrome on acid, yeah. I would say. It's crazy. Yeah. And you say it's crazy that people can't see it, but I do believe that the more and more ludicrous all this becomes, and it's just increasing by the day, the more and more people are seeing it, you know. I was just actually listening to a Joe Rogan podcast, the episode that just came out today. I forget whose guest's name was, but I mean, they're talking kind of like this on that level of, in that mainstream of a format. I mean, the gloves are kind of coming off now a little bit in terms of public discourse over this. I mean, of course you still have the bots and the sort of, you know, people that are like steeped in this brainwashing so deeply, and they'll be loud and they'll make a ruckus. Hey, there you go, ruckus. They'll make their own kind of ruckus, not the good kind that we have here with Adam, but they'll make a ruckus. But yeah, I don't know, man. I just, it's everything they do, though it's damaging and fearful, it's working against them. And I think they know that. And that's also alarming towards this sort of nuclear war, because to me, what's happened with the Nord Stream pipelines is a deep provocation to Putin to get some kind of real reaction out of him. And I wonder what that reaction will be. We'll find out from Ruckus what that reaction will be. And then Karen, after the headlines on TNT.
With a look at your TNT headlines, I'm Matt Boyland. Russia has called an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council over the attack on its Nord Stream pipeline. 4 years after banning weapon supplies to Ukraine's neo-Nazi Azov battalion, US Congress has welcomed a delegation of the fighters in Washington. And Hurricane Ian is beginning to break down after making landfall in Florida as a Category 4 storm on Wednesday afternoon, cutting power to more than 1.5 million people.
Free speech is in our DNA.
Experimental vaccines will never change that.
Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Yeah, even there. Never miss out on the news and views of the big issues of the day. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio.
Or download the TNT Radio app for free.
From the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
I'm Joseph Arthur, and you're here with Karen Hunt and Adam Ruckus Clark. Ruckus, do you think this Nord Stream pipeline sabotage is to provoke Putin? And if so, what do you think his reaction will be?
Do I think so? Does a bear crap in the woods?
Probably. I've never been a bear or in the woods. Yeah, I've been.
This one is it's too obvious. It's not like you have to jump through hoops or create some vague conspiracy theory and have like the pin board behind you with all the strings attached to it, right? And all the newspaper clippings, right? You know, and your tinfoil hat. You don't even need that. This is
so I can take that down behind me right now. I don't even need all that, all those pins and pictures and okay, go ahead.
No. All you got to do is go back to January 27th. That's when Victoria Nuland promised that Nord Stream 2 would be halted, quote unquote, one way or another. Okay.
Yeah.
Fast forward next month, February 7th of this year, President Joe Biden, and I use those three words loosely, offered a thinly veiled threat. Okay. It was pretty obvious. When he said, quote, if Russia invades, there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it. And a reporter, a smart one apparently, decided to chime in and ask, but how will you do that exactly, since the project is in Germany's control? Biden's answer, I promise you, we will be able to do that. And you got to see the look on the guy's face when he says this. That's the most telling part with Biden here. So, it kind of looks like, anyone watching this might say, what the heck does that mean? What did Victoria Nuland mean by, what did she say? One way or another. It's not like a song, like one way or another. No, that's a threat. What do you mean by that? You mean you're going to do anything possible. And this is to Karen's point. The ends justify the means for these people. So they have a grand agenda, and even if in their mind or in their eyes, however they've twisted or corrupted or convinced themselves that they're doing something right or something good for the future of humankind, they're willing to do this kind of stuff to get there because they feel that the ends justify the means. And I strongly disagree with that. But this is dangerous territory we're in now, folks. This is World War III. This will kick something off, whether or not Putin is accused of it or the U.S. is accused of it. The fact that it happened and it was not by accident means that there's somebody to blame, and it could very well possibly kick off what we will call, quote unquote, World War III.
Well, Trump came out, and that was all really well said. Thank you, Ruckus. Trump came out saying that he would guide peace talks on his Truth Social network. I can't remember the exact quote, but I read a story about it earlier today. And, obviously the left will laugh that off. But, just with COVID, how they didn't really want health, because there's all kinds of things you can do to promote health during that pandemic, supposed pandemic or whatever it was. And there was just no. They had this agenda towards getting an injection, an experimental injection in every arm possible. That's what they wanted. Just like with this situation, there could be peace talks right now. They could de-escalate this situation. They could decide not to sabotage the Nord Stream pipeline if, in fact, they did do that. And but like what Ruckus just said they were going to do that really recently and in weird, bizarre ways. So it doesn't make you a nut job to say that maybe they probably did do that. My point being is they don't want peace. And if you look at the motivation as to why they would want more chaos and more war, it's just, you don't have to look very far. Look at how the COVID narrative is completely crumbling. You can't hide the sudden deaths. You can't hide all the facts coming out about that. They need to blur that out of the equation. A nuclear war or some major conflict certainly would do that. They can't get away. They have to create chaos for the midterms. There's all kinds of reasons why they would be motivated to do this. And then also a lot of people think the whole COVID thing was a depopulation agenda. So war goes in line with that as well. And so you'll know them by their fruits, and their fruits certainly don't seem to be promoting peace.
Yeah. Well, we can go back to what we can't forget what happened in Afghanistan, that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And it really showed, I think, the true colors of the United States, and that the United States cannot, I think, a lot of the world despises the United States. I mean, we tend to think, we've been taught we're the saviors of the world and we're bringing in democracy and all this good stuff, And like, as you say, what what could be better than getting Coca-Cola out of your country? I mean, that stuff is poison, right? So, you know, I mean, it's not this black and white, you know, good and bad scenario that we're being fed. And really, what happened in Afghanistan led to the point of this war, also led to the point of China, you know, sniffing around Taiwan, because the United States opened those doors, basically, when it, in the way that it withdrew from Afghanistan. And so, you know, there's a great writer, Craig Murray, and he wrote a sort of an essay called "Diplomacy is Always an Option." And he said that you are conditioned to believe that killing more people is a better solution than negotiating a compromise. This is despite the fact that it is self-evidently a psychopathic notion. So we have been brainwashed, even in the things that we see on television, you know, just shoot them up, just, you know, blatantly, you know, the violence that we are conditioned to accept theoretically, you know, because, and also for a lot of people in their own neighborhoods, we are conditioned to accept that this is a solution, a simple solution. So to just go in and shoot them up and destroy and maim and kill, that's a solution. Better than, you know, there have been many opportunities to sit down at the negotiating table, you know, and the United States has, I think, really sabotaged those opportunities.
Well, it would appear so. What do you think, Ruckus? You got Trump's quote up and running. What, you want to read that or give us your opinion about all this?
Yeah, it's an excellent point, because that article, which came from the Daily Wire, it is out there, folks. So you can look it up yourself if you're feeling brave enough. The thing is that Biden is, like Karen was just saying, he's not calling for negotiations. He's not calling for peace. In fact, he's right. Poking the bear. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm being nice. He's not poking the bear. He's kicking the bear in the nuts repeatedly. That's what he's doing. So it's pretty wild to me. So here was what Trump said on his Truth Social platform, if I'm not mistaken. He said, quote, "The Russia-Ukraine catastrophe should never have happened and would definitely not have happened if I were president. Do not make matters worse with the pipeline blow up. Be strategic. Be smart. Get a negotiated deal done now. Both sides need and want it. The entire world is at stake." And then he adds, "I will head up the group? ? So he's implying that he's willing to take on the job, but Biden's not willing to do anything except keep kicking the bear in the nuts. So, you know, it's probably not going to end well.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't seem that they want peace. And why would they? Then they would have to deal with all these other catastrophes. You know, chaos and calamity has been everything they've been going for. We've been living through a controlled demolition of our country, of the world. I mean, this is right in line with that.
Joseph, did you see what our fellow TNT, one of our TNT hosts, Shannon Joy, shared on Twitter today by any chance?
No.
Oh, you're going to love this. She said something to the effect that, this is something that I brought up on your show, I think, during one of my very first early appearances. If Biden is given wartime powers, if we go into war, like World War III, and it's an actual official war, guess what happens? Go ahead and guess, as far as elections here.
Yeah, I remember.
There ain't going to be no elections, not during wartime powers. So, very creepy to think about. So there's your motivation, I suppose, because there's a lot of rumblings out there that maybe good old Biden there is not good enough to win again. Maybe the whole Democrat thing is just completely fallen on its face everywhere and everyone knows it. So maybe, I don't know, I could probably be arrested for saying this, but maybe the only way they could win is if they rig an election, and they kind of almost didn't get away with that last time. So let's go with plan B, just saying.
It's unbelievable if you think about it, where how far we have come in, you know, almost in just 2 years. that we would be having these types of conversations. It's quite incredible. And that you would actually say that daring to criticize the government or ask a question, that you could be imprisoned for that. And I am assured that that is coming. You know, I mean, we see it, you know, at the same time we have the January 6th, these mock trials. And now these people are being sentenced. I think this one guy, he was just sentenced to 7 years. Did no violence, walked in, walked out. And this is happening in the United States. And it's horrific. Oh, yeah. And yes, absolutely. War is coming. I'm sure another pandemic by 2024 is coming. You know, we're just going to be hit with an assault of, escalating trials and tribulations, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, let me go to a break. We'll be right back after these words on TNT.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th.
With his expert analysis and opinion,
this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
Remember how on stage with cameras rolling, Joe Biden bragged how he threatened Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in March 2016, that the Obama administration would pull $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees and send Ukraine into insolvency if it didn't immediately fire Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Hunter Biden's crimes in Ukraine? I said, "You're not getting the billion," Biden began. "I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours." I looked at them and I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." "Well, son of a bitch, he got fired," Biden bragged. Huh. Remember in February of this year at a press conference with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Biden said, "If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine. There will no longer be a Nord Stream 2. Reporter asked, "How do you plan to do that since the project is in Germany's control?" "We will, I promise you, we will be able to do it," Biden said, smirking. "Well, son of a bitch." From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
We have every right to believe Ukraine funds are being money laundered, unless proven otherwise. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
And we're back with Adam Ruckus Clark and Karen Hunt. Rest in peace to famed rapper Coolio. He died at 59. There's no cause of death. Seems to be another one of those unexplained deaths. Can't say much more about it, but I was a fan, and rest in peace to him. With what you guys were saying earlier about everything that's going on, what Karen was saying, that if you could imagine being in a time when we'd have to be worried about the things that we're worried about. Yeah, these are the things we grew up as kids watching in movies, thinking, thank God we're in America and that we don't have to face anything like this. And now this is our real life. We're in the middle of it. It's just absolutely bizarre, and it's going to take an uprising from the people. You know, like I said, like I mentioned earlier, with the fact the rhetoric around like Rogan's show is getting more pointed, you know, it's more and more similar to like what we talk about on TNT Radio. Same thing with Russell Brand. These people with giant platforms as well. Russell Brand moving to Rumble now as his official home base. This is what's going to have to happen. This uprising of information, this alternative forms of communication, such that TNT is headlining, you know, this is what has to happen for us to really prevail in these times, because the majority of the people don't want any of this. This is just, you know, we're being dragged in this direction by some psychopaths, like Karen said, and then some of their minions. But this just can't be.
We're going to go back to the Pony Express. We're going to be out on our horses, right, sending information to the next village. It, you know, it's really, exactly, I have to just say, it's really crazy having this conversation now, sitting here in the dark with my candle. Right. You know, it's like really, it's really opportunity. It's like just perfect to have this conversation, I have to say.
It's, I told so you.
Strange. But but the other thing that's happening also right now is, you know, remember that the U.S. Embassy in Moscow has told Americans to get out of the country. And they're saying, right, that it's because, get out of Russia. They're saying that it's because, you know, Russia is now going to call up all the young men. They're going to, you know, if you have dual citizenship, they're going to force you into the army. However, that could also be because they know that there's going to be some nuclear attack. They're not going to say that,
right,
but they're telling American citizens to get out of the country. This makes sense to me, you know. So that is also happening right now at the same time.
I thought the same thing when I heard that news.
Yeah, my daughter is half Slovenian, and she and her husband and their kids had gone to Slovenia maybe like a year into the pandemic because it was better over there then. And I told her at the time, I said, you're going to need to get out of there, you know, because Europe is going to explode. And I'm really thankful that they did get out of there. I've lived in that part of the world. I have a good, you know, feeling. I love that part of the world, and it gives me a lot of pain to see what's happening. I've traveled extensively when it was the Soviet Union, traveled there, and in every country in what was then the Iron Curtain, except for Albania, because they wouldn't let us in. That was the only country we never went to back then. And the depth of, you know, like what I really would like to convey, you know, the depth of suffering that these people know and understand. We don't understand that we have a reckoning coming in this country. And I think that's when, sadly, that's when people wake up, when it becomes personal, that suffering, you know, the hunger or the, you know, not being able to feed your children, not being able to, you know, clothe your, you know, this type of thing is when people really start to wake up. I don't know why they can't wake up sooner. Sadly, that's a lot of times what it takes, and that might be what it will take in our country.
What do you think, Ruckus?
It just reminds me of a personal experience I had today that I'm not able to get into on air, but I was struck quite hard deep in my soul today when I realized that for the vast majority, we're like, we kind of in a way sit in a cushy little echo chamber in a way. We're interested in current events and the news and politics, religion, a lot of more intellectual, important types of things. But we are surrounded by a large amount of people who just live their lives. They just go to work. They watch Netflix and chill. They drink six packs of beer. They eat pizza that's delivered to their house. They buy cheap crap from China that's delivered to their house from Amazon. And that's America now. And that's people's lives. They don't have time for this. And I personally witnessed an experience. I'll be as vague as I can about this, where like I was shown in real life where one human being doesn't even care enough about another human being that they know personally enough about like things like where their next meal is going to come from. And I realized, well, if one human being can't care enough about another human being that they know, how are they going to care about complete strangers around them as a community, as a whole, as a general? Like if we say we're all in this together, sure, it's a cute little bumper sticker, but do people really believe that anymore? I remember back on, you know, 9/11 happened, and there was this great big spirit of everybody kind of coming together as one. It was like this Hollywood moment, and everyone was all on the same page. And oh, America, you know, it was kind of a good kind of feeling at that time, in a way, the fact that we kind of all were brothers and sisters again, and we're not anymore. And this whole conversation and all of this is very biblical sounding to me. We were talking about these people who are getting demonized and attacked, literally attacked quite, you know, sometimes physically, but, you know, in the news and smeared and all this propaganda videos disappearing off of social media platforms and whatnot, just because of their religious belief, which happens to be identifying as a Christian. And I'm reminded of some warnings that Jesus Christ reportedly gave while he was with us back in some time ago there. And it comes from Matthew 10, chapter 10, verses 21 and 22, speaking upon the end times. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And I really get this feeling that I've warned people for many, many years, and I started talking about this with some friends and family at the onset of the pandemic, especially when I realized about the jabs coming. I said, please be careful and watch out for any narrative or rhetoric where people are going to try to convince you in some way, shape, or form that Christians are the bad guys, because that's the ultimate end goal and the end times, and it's going to happen. I mean, we were told it was going to happen. It's not like, you know, this is something to be necessarily fearful if you're a believer, but you know, there's so much prophecy, and it just reminds me of all of that. And I feel like we're so much closer to that point now. Like, we're building these little like beta programs for like the Mark of the Beast program with the CBDC and the social credit score. Okay. And then, you know, we got this stuff going, the hunger, the plagues, all of this stuff from the Bible. And now people literally being hated for the name of Jesus's sake. So it's kind of telling to me personally.
I mean, that speech, the speech that got pulled from YouTube today, it got pulled, what's her name? Giorgi Meloni, the new Italy PM, you know, her viral speech got pulled from YouTube, and then YouTube backtracked. And that speech was just basically like, I'll paraphrase, but it's like, you know, we're not allowed to identify as Christian, as, you know, mother, as woman, because they want to take away your identity and turn you into a consumer slave. That was the kind of the essence of it. It was really well done. Obviously, it's gone viral. There's nothing vaguely fascist about it. You might not agree with her politics, and that's fine. But the speech had nothing in it that was even vaguely offensive. It just really was right on point. And then, you know, YouTube pulled it. And then they go, oh, yeah, we reviewed it, and now it's back up. That was just an error. But it really wasn't. It's basically a new, it's kind of like a warning shot. Like the goalposts are moving now. Now it's considered a pullable thing if you just, you know, big up Jesus, like you just said, Adam. Like, so it is, the goalposts are moving. Now if you even say, hey, I want to be a human, I want to be empowered, you can't control us, you can't turn us into consumer slaves. This is the new thing that you're not going to be allowed to say anymore. It's basically 1984, wrong think, wrong speech. The walls are closing in on that more. It started out as, if you say anything about the jab, if you say anything about ivermectin, forget it. And that got us used to it. Oh, we'll acquiesce a little bit here and there, but now it's changing. And they pull it and then they put it back up because they change it incrementally. They don't change it all at once.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty intense. And, you know, I've really tried, that's why I've started writing once a month. I write all this horrific stuff in my essays and all this scary stuff, just to hopefully, you know, wake people up, inform people, you know, get people, you know, give them, you know, some sort of strength, realize that we are in a battle, you know, we're fighting a battle. And I started writing an inspirational essay once a month for people, because I feel like people need that. But, you know, it's almost like people, and then people unsubscribe, you know, I don't know, they get offended that I would write, you know, an inspirational essay or really actually talk about, you know, this spiritual aspect to us, because they're taking away, these forces want to take away our spirit. They want to take away what really, it's not even so much, you know, it's not this body that makes us a human. It's our, you know, it's our spirit. It's our spirits that cry out for fulfillment, you know, and cry out that we're made you know, commune with God. And so they want to take that away, because when they take that away, there is this empty place inside of people, this emptiness that they can then fill with all of this, you know, with a lot of garbage, basically, and exactly. distractions and all of that, and control. And so, people need to not be afraid to look at that, to face that there is truth, and that there is an absolute truth, and that
we need to not compromise.
Okay. Sorry. I got too carried away.
All right.
Away.
God bless. Go check out Karen Hunt's Substack. Thank you, Adam Ruckus Clark. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And we'll see you again tomorrow night on TNT. Have a great night.